You are now listening to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for Stardust to Celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Stay up to date at nextonscene.com or follow us on social media at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene. Welcome back to Next on Scene, everybody. It's another week and another awesome slew of podcasts that we have. And of course, one of our favorite times is bi-monthly tea time with Sunita, the co-owner of Nepali Tea Trader. So if those of you who did not hear our first tea time session, be sure to listen about her amazing, amazing background. We're so honored to have her come on and share the knowledge of how she's built this business from the ground up, living the American dream, and really making a difference in third world countries. So for those of you who don't know Nepali Tea Traders is a woman-owned, Boston-based company and the first in the United States to offer premium teas exclusively from small farms in the Elam region of Nepal. So we're so excited to have Sunita back on the line today to discuss all about new flavors they have, the four different seasons in Nepal, what are the flush seasons, what does flush season even mean, when do the first tea leaf buds come out and what goes into all of that, which is so cool. And of course, pairings. Hello, it's Valentine's Day. We're going to talk about amazing chocolates that you can pair with, amazing meals that you should be pairing with your tea and snacks and light bites. So all that good stuff. So stay tuned for the amazing Sunita Karmacharya. All right, everybody. I officially have the co-owner of Nepali Tea Trader, Sunita Karmacharya. Hi, Sunita.
Hi, Jackie. How are you doing?
Good. So excited to have you back on the line for our tealicious time together. So I love how you called it that, by the way. It's like so cute. I think it really fills a really creative name for our episodes. So I'm so excited to have you on and discuss all about, of course, we're going to discuss tea pairings for Valentine's Day. We're going to discuss the different seasons of teas, all this good stuff. So let's first start from the beginning of where we left off from our last episode with the children that you're also helping in Nepal, getting them into schools and stuff like that. So what is the latest update? Inform us.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited to share this update with you and the listeners, because I think the last time when we spoke, I said, you know, on my birthday, I'm going to educate one girl, and I think that's where we left off. And ever since then, I obviously, you know, have already committed to sending one girl to school, but then in addition, there's another one that came to surface, and she's also our farmer's daughter. So we are actually sending two girls to school, you know, as of, you know, late 2018. And I would like to share their names if that's okay.
Oh my God, please. I would love it. Share.
Yeah. So, the first one, her name is Binita Adhikari, and I will be posting about these, you know, wonderful little girls on my Instagram and, you know, social media as well. But, she's in preschool and, you know, she would be, she'd be starting, preschool now. And then, I've committed to send her through to 10th grade.
Amazing.
And then the second one, her name is Anjila Gurung, and she is actually in class 5 right now. And we'll start, you know, supporting her for her education starting class 5. And I'm so excited about that.
It's such a big deal, Sunita. You and your husband are doing such amazing things for people that really need it out there. For our listeners that didn't get to listen yet to our first show, can you just give a brief summary of how the girls, women in Nepal don't go to school and their education isn't really as important to people there? Like, can you break it down a little bit for our listeners?
Sure. You know, as we talked in the last episode, Nepal, the country where I was born and raised, it's a very male-dominated society, and especially in the villages, you know, the parents decide, I mean, they choose to send boys to school because, you know, the boys traditionally take care of their parents on their elder ages. However, for girls, they are taught to do house chores and cook and clean, and most of these girls, they are farmers' daughters, so they actually co-work with their parents at the farm. Being born in Nepal and raised by my, great parents, they actually gave me the gift of education. And I'm here in America, co-owning Nepali Tea Traders with my husband, and we just felt the need to give back. And I wanted to give back in a meaningful way. And this, sending these girls to school, it just hits home. And that's sort of my passion. That was my whole motive on sending these girls to school. And I wanted to start with one. But here I am, here I am on episode 2 with Nexon Scene listeners. And I'm saying, I'm actually going to send 2 girls to school.
So, I love it. That's freaking amazing. This episode, these shows are inspiring you to help more. I love it. Not that you're already not doing it more than enough, but that's so great.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. No, I just had to say, I just think it's really amazing because, you really have created, honestly, Suni and I even said this before you came on the show, you've created the American dream for your family, and it's amazing that you can give back because you're sharing that you guys can live happy too and grow and be successful and be educated. I'm a living example,
right.
So I think that's amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. No, I just, I adore you. I always love saying great things about you because you're just doing such amazing stuff. So cool.
Exactly.
Everybody.
Who doesn't adore you?
Thanks, Sunita. No, I totally mean this though, because I just feel like more and more people need to know that there are people in third world countries that need help. And it's also great to know, if somebody wanted to do something like this, like what you're doing, how do they even go about doing that?
Right. Right,
To even know that it's available to do is really important and awesome. So thank you so much for sharing that. So cool. So Nepali Tea Traders not only is incredible teas, which I'm so excited to even get into, when the first buds bloom, that's the right way to phrase it, right? When they bloom?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Okay, good. and how the seasons work. So let's even turn into that a little bit. So when it comes to the farmers, is it summer all year? I know you told me when we met that Nepal has 4 seasons. So let's talk about it.
Right. Sure. So, different parts of the world, like China, Japan, Sri Lanka, they're all in different and even Darjeeling, they have seasons all year long. So they pick teas and make tea all year long. However, with Nepal, we have 4 seasons in particular. And the reason is because we do not want to stress the tea plants as much. And we want to give them enough time to grow, they need time, they need the break in between to grow these leaves and to proper nourish them. So Nepal has 4 seasons, or we call it flushes. And sometimes when I say flushes, people are like, what?
I know. I thought toilet flush too. I'm not even going to lie. It's fine.
So the first flush, which we call the mightiest season. And I spoke about that a little bit the last time, but the first flush is harvested from, typically March to late April. And the first flush teas are very special. And again, we call it the mightiest season, or the teas from the first flush, we call it, the best, because all winter long, the plant is in dormancy, which means, they're just conserving all the nutrients, the soil, the water, everything. And when the first bloom of the season, that's in March to late April, the first bud comes out that has a high level of antioxidants, high level of nutrients. And we typically make our white teas and some special black tea from that season. From that first flush. And the second flush is from mid-May to mid-July. And we actually make, black, our blacks, our oolongs and greens from this season. And then the third flush, which we call it also a monsoon, you know, late summer flush, those teas are usually between July and September. And again, we can make, you know, different kinds of black, greens, and oolong. And the last one, which we call autumnal season, or the fourth season, is between October and November. And we make a particular, you know, more mature kind of white tea and only selected black teas. And also, the last season, we make it, you know, we make some of our smoked teas this season. And the reason is because, you know, for smoking the tea, we need to have, you know, we need to have pine leaves. We need to, you know, get the smoky flavor from the pine. And since it's the last season, the smokiness of that does not destroy any other teas. So, yeah, those are the four seasons that that Nepal follows.
So cool.
And we follow too, obviously. Yeah.
Right. No, it's so cool. So when the first bud blooms, when it blooms, so what is the procedure? Like, is it like a plant? Like, how do these, because obviously the altitude levels help it become more nourishable, right? Like healthier mm-hmm. to digest and all that kind of stuff. But can you elaborate a little more on when you say the first bud blooms, like what does that essentially mean?
The nutrients from the roots go up, and then when the first bud comes out, it holds all the
nutrients, essentially.
You know, yeah, exactly, nutrients, yeah.
So cool.
So, yeah, and when the farmers go out and pluck it, they have to be really, really careful, and this is where, you know, the attention to detail, the love, the, you know, because they own the farm, they want to make sure that their, you know, tea leaves are at its best conditions. They make sure not to rupture any other parts of the tea bush, and they will very, very carefully pick just the one bud by hand, and they'll go through their entire garden and do that repeatedly. And that's what makes the white teas or the first season tea so special.
So cool. I'm like so fascinated by all of this. I am. Well, because, you know, I'm like an avid tea girl, and I love coming over for tea time with you outside of our tea time podcast, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's just so much to learn, you know, and it's with anything, right? But yeah, with tea, it's just so fascinating. The more you, you know, the more you read, the more you learn, you know, the deeper that you go.
Of course. And you can get more, you know, in terms of what you can offer more almost, right? Because you have more knowledge to share. And, you know, I'm really curious about like the smoked teas. Can you elaborate more of what the difference is essentially?
Yes. So the smoked teas, you know, is any kind of, you can do green smoked teas, oolong smoked teas. There's one particular smoke tea, we call it Green Pearls of Agni, and Agni means fire. So we fire, you know, we put the pine trees, you know, on fire, and the smoke of that that pine. And tea, you know, let me take a step back. So tea observes, you know, tea is very, like it observes all the flavor and aroma so quickly. So what happens is when you smoke or when you put the pine trees on fire, the smoke of that pine is absorbed by the teas, and that's what makes it a smoky tea. And we have to do, depending on, you know, how strong of smokiness you like in the tea, you do it, you know, you fire the pine tree once, you let the tea absorb the you know, the smokiness, and you do it again. And sometimes we even do it multiple times just to make sure that the tea is really smokiness in flavor. And speaking of that, we have a friend who is a chef, and when we brought this smoked oolong for, you know, for our friend to try, he goes, you know what, wait a minute, give me a second. And what he did was he took that smoked oolong tea, grind it, and he actually made a smoky steak with you know, with the tea flavors infused in it. And it, they said it was delicious.
I remember you told me about that. That's so freaking cool. Yeah. You can get so creative with that stuff. I mean, even just the fact that you guys put it on fire, and it's, that's just so fascinating to me. Like, I'm like, so, it's so freaking cool. Like, what goes into all of that to make it a certain flavor? It makes a lot of sense. So speaking of flavors... No, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead. I didn't know if you were going to say
anything. Oh, no, that's okay. People are very, very creative, you know, and as you know, I mean, tea is in everything now, with your face mask, with your food, with your chocolates. I mean, so yeah, creative has no ends.
it's so, so true. I also definitely want, now that we're talking about flavors, and I want to totally talk about our awesome giveaway, and I want to talk about food pairings and all of that kind of stuff. So let's go back to the seasons. And can you talk more about, because I know when we were talking earlier, you suggest that white tea shouldn't be paired with food. So break that down for us a little bit.
Sure. So white tea, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say it shouldn't be paired with food, but mostly white teas are very delicate teas. And we don't, I mean, normally I and most of the experts in the tea industry, you know, they say, you know, when you are pairing chocolate with teas, we try to avoid white teas, again, because of its delicacy, and we don't want the chocolate to overpower the tea, you know, the flavors of the white tea. But then, you know, we definitely pair chocolates with all other teas, like green tea, black tea, oolong, and all of that kind of teas. And there's this one person, her name is Allison, and she is actually a certified tea master. And then she, you know, I love what she says. She says, exceptional tea plus high quality chocolate equals pure happiness.
I love it. That's amazing. It's so true, though. What a combo.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, when we, I mean, since we are talking about pairing, you know, what you always have to keep in mind is, you know, a successful pairing should allow you to taste the tea and chocolate or food at the same time, and not have the flavors from either of those wash away. So that's, I mean, you know, in our sort of industry, we call that a successful pairing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Jackie, you and I were talking about, you know, pairing and how do you make sure which one's which. And I was telling you a little bit, but you know, anything in your life is, at the end of the day, your choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can be as creative as you want, or you can follow the golden rules, you know? So when we talk about pairing with chocolates, we say, you know, you can pair, you know, green tea with white chocolate. I mean, that's very traditional, like those two go together. And then when you're thinking about black tea, you know, most people like to add milk with black tea, but then, you know, and it's easy to remember, black tea usually is, you know, they go very well with milk chocolates. And then oolongs are mostly dark chocolate because, you know, oolong is full-bodied, you know, it has a full body, we call it liquor, which complements the dark, you know, the richness and intensity of the dark chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, it's so cool. I mean, I'm totally that green tea, white chocolate girl. That sounds like the best combo for me.
You? Yeah.
I'm totally that girl. I'm going to have to try that combination, right. Actually. Should totally do that.
Yeah.
So for Valentine's Day, we are doing an awesome giveaway. I totally would love for you to share with everybody. Thank you so much to everybody who's entered thus far. Tell us, you know, what they're getting and how they can, well, I can also talk about how they can still participate, but tell us what they're getting.
Sure. So we've put together, you know, this gift set that comes with a black tea, a tin, four tins, a black tea, an oolong tea, a white tea, and green tea. And we have also included this teapot with an infuser and a measuring spoon. So you have everything that you need right there. And we will send you surprise chocolate with that shipment. So that's our giveaway, and I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, it's so awesome, and it's the best way to experiment Nepali Tea Traders all in one shot. With the tea pairing.
Yes.
Yeah, all the top flavors with, well, at least top flavors for the season. But those seem like your regular standard ones, right?
Those are, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that little tea mug with the infuser inside is awesome.
Yes.
Not the mug. What is it called? The tea kettle. It's like an essentially like teapot. A little teapot. Yeah. So
right.
Cool.
Right.
Love it. I have one too, so I really like mine.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good. And then, Jackie, you can speak more on this, but, you know, for your listeners, we have created this code called NextOnScene20.
Amazing.
So you can take 20% off if you want to give your Valentine a gift of tea and chocolate and this pot, or whatever combination you choose.
Yeah, I love it. You know what, Sunita, when I was with you for tea time when we last hung out, what is the phrase that they say in Nepal all the time, every day? In the morning.
Oh, yes. So before I jump to that phrase, so in Nepal, you know, when we are going out and we meet, you know, you usually walk in most places and you run across a neighbor or a friend or anybody, right? And the first thing they would say is "Tia Khanu Bhayo," which means "Did you have your tea?" And that's sort of the opening, you know, conversation.
So freaking cute. I love it. It just shows community and, like, you know, traditions almost. It's so cool.
Yes. Yeah. Tea is a culture, a daily ritual, almost feels like a religion, because anytime you go meet someone, the first thing they ask is, do you want some tea?
Yeah. So I love it. I was trying to pronounce it, I think, when I was with you. It's so... Yeah, so everybody, if you are interested in entering the giveaway, you have to follow Nepali Tea Traders on their social media channels, and you have to like our posts of the fun giveaway we're offering, and we're going to announce the winner when this is live, so that will be really exciting.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And also I think I included a question, like what everybody's doing for Valentine's Day. So you're going to have to also answer that question, because we all want to hear what you'll be doing if we send you some tea. Right, Sunita?
Right. Yeah. And did I tell you, so Valentine's Day is also our anniversary day.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
Nepali
anniversary day.
Yeah.
And to be honest, we didn't even know it was Valentine's Day, because Nepal has a totally different calendar. So we don't follow the January, February, March. There's a totally different calendar.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
It's not even a Valentine's Day in the Nepali calendar. But obviously because, you know, because people are aware of, you know, this calendar, they know that it's Valentine's Day in America and different parts of the world. But when we got our date, and the date had to be, you know, our wedding date had to be astrologically, you know, found and all these kind of things, we were like, oh yeah, it's, you know, so-and-so date in Nepal. And then when we went there, we did all of our stuff and we found out that it was actually February 14th.
That's freaking adorable. Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
Thank you.
That's such a special, special day. It's my dog's birthday too. So Valentine's Day is special to all of us. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, this is so awesome, Sunita. So everybody definitely needs to enter the giveaway. Sunita's filled us in on amazing facts. I love the special deal for all tea lovers like myself, NextOnScene20. So what is next right now for Nepali Tea Traders? What are you guys currently working on? What can we be excited to hear about that's coming up? Obviously, the flush of the new season for white teas is coming. So talk about... like, what are you guys expecting for the new season? What kind of white teas should be on the horizon, and special black teas?
Sure. So, it's the new year, new season. The plants, you know, are done resting. So we are actually really excited for the first flush, which, as I mentioned, will happen from March to late April. And we'll be getting, you know, delicious white teas. And every season, what we try to do is we try to come up with a new recipe, you know, or a newer tea that does not already exist in our portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
And that's yet to be seen. With that said, you know, some of our Pioneer white teas are Spring White Buds, Jade Spring White, Nepalese Silver Tips. And last year, we made this exceptional black tea from just the buds, and we called it Sagarmatha Gold. And we'll try to get that this season, too, because it was so popular, and we ran out already.
That's a good sign. That's a really good sign.
Yeah.
You know, one question I don't even think – sorry to interrupt, but one question I don't even think that I asked even on our first show is, how do you come up with the names of your teas?
So with our teas, you know, obviously we bring all these teas from Nepal, and we want to give it you know, sometimes, not sometimes, most of the times what we do is we try to relate the teas to a significant, you know, thing of Nepal. So just to let you know, Sagarmatha Gold, we named it, you know, Sagarmatha Gold because Sagarmatha means Mount Everest in Nepali.
Cool.
And that tea, yeah, that tea was unveiled in the base camp of Mount Everest, and that's why we named it Sagarmatha Gold.
Very cool. I'm like fascinated because obviously the names you're not going to repeat as new flavors and new things come out, right? You're going to consistently be changing that. Even if it's just a black tea, you want to add like a fun, creative name with it. That's very cool.
Right. And having that said, though, we do have some of our repeat, you know, our classic teas. For an example, Himalayan Golden. That's our classic black tea, which has won a couple of awards already. So we, you know, we will repeat those teas,
but
then we also like to bring in, bring in new teas every season because that gets people excited. And frankly, I get excited to receive new teas.
Right. Well, it allows you to get creative too and have new flavors and really awesome stuff. So for Valentine's Day, what are you and Robin doing and your son?
So obviously we're a family of three, Robin, I, and Suhas, who is my four-year-old.
So cute.
And honestly, nowadays it's all about what could we do so that Suhas could enjoy as well, right? Like that's how all the plans get made. And, so, and he loves, you know, he loves cake, so we'll probably get a cake. We'll do a little celebration, blow some candles, and then we usually do a dinner out together.
So cute. Well, you guys have a lot to celebrate. Yeah. Right. It's not just only Valentine's Day. It's a big anniversary. That's so awesome.
Yeah. 9 years. Can you imagine?
Amazing. Amazing. Congratulations. Yeah. That's awesome.
Thank you.
So, Sunita, what is your advice to a successful marriage?
Let me think about that for just a
The pressure's on. Drum roll.
I am just kidding. No, I mean, you know, you asked me this question, but it's so funny. Somebody just asked me the same question the other day, and it was a woman who was asking me, like, what did you look for your, you know, husband, or what did you look in that person, right? But I think, you know, it all boils down to mutual respect. You know, tons of love, right? And compromises.
Good advice.
And be there for each other.
Right, because once you have a kid in the works, too, your life totally changes even more, you know?
Exactly.
Well, Suha's so cute. Your son is so, so cute. Yeah, but, like, you guys are the cutest little family. Adore it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Well, oh, my God. Well, happy anniversary and Valentine's Day to you guys. What a special, special day coming up. It was so fun. So much inspiration. You are full of amazing facts. Amazing facts. And I think more and more people learn so much knowledge about teas, like especially me being a tea drinker for a long time. I always did the bag teas. And then I was like, oh, my God, once I was introduced to you, Sunita, my whole world changed on teas. So thank you. In a good way.
I am so glad. Thank you for that compliment. I'll take that.
Oh, my God. You should. I genuinely mean it because I think a lot of people don't know, like, that there are healthier options and more natural ways to drink tea that are just as good, if not better.
Right.
And I think that you can also do good while drinking it. So
that's our whole philosophy. And we even trademarked our pure tea, pure good, and that's, you know, that's in that philosophy. It's like, you know, you're doing good,
yeah,
for yourself, for your body, you know, and then at the same time, you can do good with, you know, with anything in your life.
It's so, so true. Everybody definitely needs to follow Nepali Tea Traders too, to follow the updates on the girls that you're putting through school. So amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So,
yeah. And thank you so much for having me. You know, on this Valentine's Day,
I know,
I would encourage each and every one of us to do, something fun here. Is that okay?
Oh my God. Of course. We all should.
So
yeah.
When you go out, pay a compliment to a stranger.
I love it. Why not? Why not? You never know that if that person needs a lift me up, you know?
That's right.
That's good advice. I'm totally going to do that. Thank you. You put me to the test. Everybody else should probably do the same thing. Well, right. Sunita, yeah, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on this snowy day in Boston. And I can't wait for everybody to definitely tune in to learn who won our amazing giveaway that they're offering that is so special and unique. And you're going to be so happy that you won it. And if you didn't, they're offering, of course, a Nexon Scene 20, which is great. And Sunita, always a pleasure having you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me, Jackie. I love what you're doing, and you're an amazing human being. And thank you to all the listeners for tuning in today.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much, yeah, everybody. And stay tuned for who's next on the Next On Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next On Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for startups to celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us today at nextonscene.com or get social with us at Next On Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene.